Boy Talk. Girls run the world. It's time for the broadcast.
Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I am Vicky B. Over there is Sarah.
And this is the High Priestess herself. Hello there.
Hello. Sorry, button's not pushing right.
Oh, hey. There we go.
And there's Destiny.
Hello, it's the High Priestess. Woo! Hello, my loves.
Happy Friday.
I really need it to be more Friday right now.
Girl, we're almost to the weekend.
I need a beverage. I need a nap.
Yeah, I'm in a gray mood. It seems like nobody is around us at all. Like nobody. But that's cool.
I'm not in a bad mood per se, but I'm just a little stressed, a little overwhelmed.
Vicky's a little bitchy.
Not bitchy, stressed. Sarah gets bitchy. Vicky just gets stressed.
I'm cool.
No, not today.
No, I'm going to say at the front desk, like Annie was giving me my treatment. I was like, oh, that's my cue to leave you alone, my bad, bro.
Bye.
Right.
Before we completely forget, how can people contact us?
Alrighty, you can hit us up on Facebook at The Broad-Cast. Twitter and Instagram are the same at The Broadcast 999. Call or text us at 253-778-6029. Email at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com. Hit us up, Bills.
Woo!
Woo-woo!
So before we get into it, because I'm kind of feeling a little debatey. So this whole week,
yeah, obviously a little feisty.
Well, like I like having those like just fun. Not I don't want to say fun because they're not necessarily fun topics, but actual social commentary debates about life or you know politics. Not super deep politics, but enough political issues or like you know being politically correct and stuff with like my roommate. And a lot of people don't know how to have a debate or conversation that isn't, you know, fueled with a lot of emotions.
Yeah, it doesn't get heated.
Right. Where it's just like, you can get heated, but don't, you know, disrespect the other person and let the other person share their thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a couple of them that I think are going to be interesting, and I don't really know what side you guys are going to pick.
Let's debate.
But, you know, I know you were asking me before off air, it's like, how did my 4th of July went, meeting the guy.
Oh, yes.
It was really fun. We hung out.
The guy you've been talking to for like a month, so,
yeah.
Right? From Facebook.
Was there any awkwardness or any of that?
A little bit, just because like that day I was also kind of like flustered because I was gonna buy him dinner at my other job, and he's like, "Well, I'm getting off late. I'm a little sick, so I'm gonna take a nap." I'm like, "Cool, I'm gonna go home and make dinner instead." So I'm trying to make dinner, and he came over, and he works for a company that like produces a lot of lotions and shampoos that are all fair trade and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he brought me like this huge box of awesome like lotions and shampoos and bubble baths and stuff.
That's
cool. Sitting there trying not to burn the food, like trying to pay attention to him, and I burnt some of the stuff, which is luckily for me because I like mine crispy.
What'd you make?
I made they're called milanesas.
What
it's almost
that?
Like it's basically fried chicken.
I will always say that instead of fried chicken.
But it's a flat fried chicken, so it's like a chicken breast flattened, or you can do it with meat a lot of times, so it's like a Mexican version of a country fried steak.
I'm totally here for that.
Yeah, it was
awesome. Was he super like, oh, you made me dinner?
He was like, yeah, he was even joking because he was texting his buddy, and his buddy's like, how's it going? And it's like, I keep getting fed. He keeps feeding me. It's like, that's what I do.
Yeah.
But I feel that.
I'm sure you like to cook and bake and stuff.
Yeah, no, I definitely show my love. And I'm like a puppy. You know how a puppy, like, they have like all these toys they want to show this new person? Like, I'm just like, look what I can do. Look what I can bake you. So, like, I do the same thing. So, yeah.
But yeah, we just had a good time. We hung out with my friends the next morning, the next afternoon for 4th of July. It was a little awkward.
So, we came for dinner, and then you guys just like, Chilled,
nothing.
Hung out.
We didn't do anything.
Watched a movie or something.
Yeah, watched movies.
He spent the night, correct?
Yeah, just because the commute would have been a pain, like going back and forth. So it's like, all right, you know.
Mm-hmm. Was it weird he didn't make a move? Were you guys in the same bed?
Yeah, like, because I have the huge bed.
Yeah.
So, and I was really, I was delusionally tired. Cause it was like 1 a.m. at this point.
Delusionally. Was it the Friday?
That was Monday night.
Monday. Oh, so you had already worked and all that jazz.
Yeah,
so
I can't stay up late. I'm not and I didn't nap that day either, so I was just exhausted.
So you were fine with him not like.
Yeah, it was just like, look, I'm delusional. When I'm delusional, I'm like high mixed with drunk.
Yeah, totally.
So we just kind of, it was platonic. We just chilled, made breakfast in the morning, hung out with my roommate, played a game, and then we went out and hung out with my friends, got some, you know, had some drinks, and then my friends, I forgot board games, and there's no games at this house. So we're like, let's just play drinking games. So we proceeded to get
always
drunk.
Always a good idea.
Which actually lightened the mood. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's why drinking is like the thing when you do want to date. Let's go to happy hour. Let's get some drinks to just like loosen up and kind of chill out and not be so awkward and like weird.
Right.
Yeah. And it's going to be naturally awkward and weird. Not because you don't know how to react to this person yet. I don't know. Yeah.
Right. And it was cool. It was fun.
And you like start to like not care as much. Like you're like, I'm going to be me. And if you don't like it, you don't like it. But you're drunk, so you like don't care. So you're like, whatever.
It's the veil. It's just that the veil is lifted, like your usual self. So
yeah.
I feel it.
So then you went home that night.
Yep. We sobered up. And
have you guys been texting or
communicating? Yeah, we still message and everything. I'm not sure exactly how I'm feeling. Like
you seem very like whatever about it.
Not whatever. Neutral. It's just I'm very neutral because I don't know how I feel. I honestly don't. I'm not like, oh my God. But I'm also like, I hate you. It's like, I don't know. It's like, I want to get to know you more. That's how I feel. But
that can be
I'm also like,
realm.
Maybe it's being like protective. I don't know.
Yeah. Just so you don't get butterflies when he texts you or something, or like you're not like, oh, I really, really can't wait to see him again.
Like I get excited when he texts me, but it's not that same butterfly feeling you get with certain people or you have had with certain people.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to like give it a shot because I'm usually that first one to kind of just push distance with in general just because it's easy. So it's just like, okay, give it a shot. Just do your thing.
So
like,
you guys can hang out again?
Yes. We just got to figure out when. Maybe next week because we might be going to a show together.
Good.
Because I have completely free day, as far as I know, on Saturday of next week. So I'm excited.
Well, that's good. Don't like push it away yet.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
If anything, like I think he's awesome and I would love him as a friend at the very least.
Yeah.
I don't want him out completely.
Maybe now you just got to do it. See how the sex is. Maybe that'll get your butterflies going and be like, whoa, can't wait to see him again.
Or completely just be like, nope, that is my friend for sure. Yeah. Hey, bud. Hey, buddy.
Hey, put your pants back on.
Hey, kid.
We're done.
Put it away.
But let's get down to being feisty.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay. Oh, no.
Do we want to talk metal or do we want to talk Disney first?
Disney. Is that weird? Just Disney.
All right. We will do Disney.
Those are like totally opposite things.
So I found this article on Ranker and it kind of pissed me off because it says Ways Tangled, the movie, the Disney movie. It's the Rapunzel movie with Mandy Moore. It's like teaches kids all the wrong lessons. And it's a list of them, and I'm sitting here like some of them, okay, I kind of see your point. In other ways, it's just like, shut up. Like, really? Person Chanel who wrote this? Shut up.
Chanel.
But one of the first things she says, you should always trust a man you just met, especially if he offers to help you run away.
If this is the way it's going, do we need to remind her that it's literally a Disney movie? But go ahead.
Right. It's like, isn't that all the Disney movies? Like, why is this inherently just a problem with this movie? Because I feel like Sleeping Beauty fell in love with a guy she met while dancing alone in the woods with animals. And same with Snow White.
Don't get me started on Snow White.
Right? All those. But it's just like, yeah.
I mean, I guess don't
you just
do that,
met him. She
like,
hasn't met anybody else, though.
Yeah.
Since she was a baby. This is literally the first human she's encountered.
And
besides,
he tried to rescue her, right?
He was a thief. So he was hoping to get, I don't know what he was getting. He was trying to like hide from the other guys in her tower. And then she's like, you need to help me and I'll let you free.
Got it. Okay.
Kind of a thing.
You need to watch it. It's a really good movie. Have you seen it?
I've seen it, but it's been a while.
Okay.
It's been a minute. So number two is your hair is your most redeeming quality.
It's Rapunzel.
It's Rapunzel.
Her hair is her most redeeming quality.
And it's magic. Like, that's how she gets up in the tower. And
literally.
It heals. Like, that is.
Yeah.
Not so much that it's like, you know, you as a little kid are like, oh my God, I need to have, like, my hair is important. It's. No, but then what they're also saying is being white and pretty is such a burden sometimes, not to mention the racist overtones of declaring long blonde hair as an ideal for any woman.
Hashtag like, hair flip. I have long blonde hair.
All right. It says, as Womanist Amusings, Renee states, the standard of long flowing blonde hair as an epitome of femininity necessarily excludes and challenges the idea that women of color are feminine, desired, and therefore, while Disney is creating the image of Rapunzel that we are accustomed to, her rebirth in a modern day context is problematic because her body represents the celebration of white femininity.
Jesus Christ.
Shut up.
That was only point three.
That was... That's like digging way too much.
No, that is actually goes with the blonde. That's only the second one, by the way.
If she had like brown hair, would it be better?
It says, moreover, Rapunzel must cut her long blonde hair because it is too valuable and it keeps her in danger. It's not because it's blonde. It is because it's magic.
It's like it's like gold or like and like shiny and sparkly.
And it's like this is a, like, I want to say German story. like, I didn't see many Mexican people running around Germany back in the day when the story was written. And the literal rhyme is, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your golden hair.
Yeah.
That is the story, okay? Like, it would be just as insulting, I think, to put in a Mexican girl or a girl of any color in this role when it's not that story. I'd be mad if you put a different race into a story from my culture. It's same thing. This is the German culture.
Dude, that's what's like super weird. Like well, it's like, you know when they redid Annie?
Exactly. Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, I get what you're trying to do, but like in a way, the original story is original. You know what I'm saying? Or
she's a redhead. I think it'd be cool if they made her a redhead though.
So there are black redheads out there. It's a thing. I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all finish.
But like, and then I saw Little Mermaid on
Broadway?
No, somewhere here. Paramount or More. The More Theater, yeah. I think. And Little Mermaid was Asian. And I was like, I mean, like, that's cool. But, like, wasn't Little Mermaid just, like, white or something?
She's a redhead.
She's a redhead. Yeah. So I was just like, I mean, like, I get what you're trying to do and, like, everyone can play any role. But I was still just like, why are we, like, I don't know. It was weird.
Was that the traditional? Did they make the Little Mermaid, like, Disney style? Or did they do the traditional to the book? Because in the book, she actually doesn't win Eric over, and every time she takes a step, it's like standing on knives. And then when she can't get him to marry her, she ends up just dying and becoming a sea bubble.
Dude, that would have been so dope if that was
that version.
Yeah, right? What the hell?
I'm making that version. Is that the real Little Mermaid? Mm-hmm. That's metal AF.
Well, I have never seen Little Mermaid, so I didn't even know with her whole like brush and the mirror. I don't even know. But I was thought, I was even confused. Like, oh, I didn't know Little Mermaid is Asian.
So it's totally okay. Like, she's reaching with this. It's a damn Disney movie. Like, it's okay. Rapunzel it's like, do that. Yeah.
We didn't have castles and towers and stuff in Mexico. And
But for other things, like for like fictional characters, for like literal fictional characters, that doesn't matter. Like, people like lose their absolute mind whenever they cast like a black character even when they cast a black character when they're black in the book, people get mad. So like, I disagreed to like some realm. Like, no, you don't have to keep it traditional. You can try, but like, she's totally reaching for number two.
I honestly have no problem with like, now we're changing things up. Like, even the Spider-Man movie, like, there's a side note.
Mary Zendaya, Jane. Oh my God.
Mary Jane is played by an African-American girl.
She's so perfect.
And even how do you say her name?
Zendaya.
Zendaya. I kept saying Zendaya.
Why does that
in my
sound
head.
So familiar? Is she a singer or something?
She yes. was on she's
Disney show.
Yeah, she's on Disney, like Shake It
okay.
Up.
Yeah.
But like, she's more famous for being off of Disney. She's just so damn cool. She's like level Rihanna. She's like Rihanna, mini Rihanna. I love her so much. Sorry, I'm like fangirling.
Yeah, she's very, you know, talks prominently about, you know, all these cool, like all these things about culture and race and everything.
She's mixed. She's black and white.
Yep, inspirational.
I'll have to Google her.
So she's going to be playing, she's a character in Spider-Man, and then also his best friend. You could see he's an Asian guy, like an Asian kid.
Yeah.
The thing is, I was watching this video and they're like, well, that's not enough. It's like, why is Spider-Man white? Because there is, in the comics, there is Miles Morales. They came out with him. He's half Mexican, half Hispanic, half black.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, we've already had three white Spider-Man, so why can't, you know, it's like.
It just depends on
like
who
you can't win.
Yeah, you can't. So you just got to be happy for what you gotta be happy
it's
with.
Like, it's yeah, it's happening. Like, we're doing that. We changed.
Slow
yeah, in Fantastic Four, the second, you know, one they did. I mean, granted, it was a horrible movie. Very awful movie.
Dude, it must be so bad because people can't mention the movie without mentioning how bad it
is. Well, I saw the first half thinking, okay, well, this isn't too bad. Okay, I don't see why people are complaining about it. And then the second half, everything just falls apart. And I'm just like, oh, God.
Dude, this chick is gorgeous.
Isn't she
Zendaya?
Perfect?
Zendaya, she's freaking.
So what I love about her, I've seen her in like a million different looks that all vary. And she looks perfect in every single one.
Like, she can like pull them off.
Every single one.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
But
she's magic.
Jealous.
My thing is, like, I think I don't think there's anything wrong with changing up characters. At the same time, we shouldn't get mad if they wanted to keep a character traditional to the story either.
So if they made her, like, they made her hair, like, black or something, would that be, like, okay with you guys?
See, because, like, that would just not even make sense to me. I was like, if you're only going to change her hair color, why not just keep, just do the tradition, you know what I mean? Like, that wouldn't, I don't know, because it says, let down your golden hair, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
whole
that's
point.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
it's just like saying, you know, hey, like in Snow White, in The Huntsman, it's like, you know, mirror, mirror on the wall.
Who's
it's,
the fairest? Yeah.
And it's just like, who is the, you know, like, what
who's the blackest one of all?
They should remix.
Who's the thickest of them all?
I'm here for that one, actually.
That'd be
I cursed.
That'd be funny.
That'd be so great. Did you say the thickest of them all?
Well, I just saw that. That's
a
thing.
I love that. That's so good.
I want to make that, actually. Can we do that? I'm not
actually,
even
that'd
mad.
Be an, just tell Sage. You should make like an image or something.
That'd be so
hey,
great.
Sage, listen. Oh, my gosh. I love that.
But yeah, it's just like it's a classic. So I find it like some of these, it's kind of hard to switch it up. But I don't get mad at them for not. Number three. Another thing that they have a problem with this movie is getting old is every woman's biggest nightmare. Because we saw that with Mother Gothel, which is her, the woman that kidnaps her.
Yeah.
She's like, she actually kidnaps a royal baby and hides her in a tower for 18 years just so she can ensure she can access her fix, which is youth that Rapunzel's hair is. It's not just the looks. I mean, granted, she is about her looks. The reason she's doing that is so she can stay alive forever. She's,
like immortality.
Because she was using that flower like to keep her alive. They think they thought she was like over 100 years old.
Wow.
I have to reread this, like the real version. Well, like, my goodness.
I'm not sure if this is the real version. I'm just going off the movie.
Oh.
I will admit though, like the thought about like getting old is not cool.
It's not fun. It's like, oh, it should be avoided at all costs.
That's true. I mean, like, you know what I mean?
But I hate that that's like, it's every woman's nightmare. I don't remember seeing Rapunzel freaking out over it. I don't remember seeing her, you know, actual mother, the queen, ever like display anything like that. It just happens to be the bad character. That's all she cares about is vanity. And that should be the indication. It's like, why the bad characters care about greed. They care about money. They care about vanity. So why is that? Like, I feel like that nullifies what this person is saying here in this article.
Yeah.
I don't know. Thoughts?
Oh, this person needs a nap.
I mean, I get the whole, I don't know. I think like women are just going, regardless of this movie or not, I feel like we'll definitely always not be afraid of being old, but yeah, be afraid of losing their looks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I think of myself like in my 40s and I'm like, damn, like I'm going to be looking at like people my age that I'm now and be like so envious of their not saggy boobs, of their like not wrinkles, of their not stretch marks.
Marks don't bother me. I've had them since I was 12.
Yeah, so
like my ass just got huge.
Yeah, but like birth, like really. I'm already like probably gonna get hella surgery when I'm old.
Hella,
that's hella surgery.
It's all about you.
It kills
you
me every time you say that.
Hella, fake boobs, tummy tuck.
Like, dude, I already got the whole lineup like going.
Some of my
like,
friends have already started like Botox and stuff to prevent it.
Yeah, no, my mom. First of all, black don't crack, so I'm not worried. Like I've seen my
damn
mom.
Damn you.
And my grandma. Like my grandma looked like my mom. My mom looked like my sister. Sometimes she looked younger than me, which used to piss me off. Jesus, but but. Yeah, I'm not worried about that at all. But
yeah.
Maybe.
But I mean, it's all about taking care of yourself, drinking plenty of water, yeah, so sunscreen.
Getting rest and stuff. But then sometimes it is just like getting old.
Yeah.
That is just what happens. Like my mom, I still think is so beautiful, but like you can tell she's not like
24.
30 or 20. Yeah, exactly.
I feel like when I look at people that are even 10 years younger than me, like 18, 17 year olds, and I'm just like, I wouldn't want to look like them because they look like babies.
God, nowadays they're wearing such hoochie stuff. They look like our age.
I kept looking.
I've seen girls that are 21 that do the makeup and stuff. And I've seen
like 14. This is scary.
But some people do the makeup on so much. It looks like they're my age or older. So I kind of feel good. Like I am aging, but I still look kind of like child.
I look like a baby.
I still get
ID'd at the hookah bar.
Depends on what if I'm wearing makeup
bar.
Or not.
I was on my way here and I kept like looking and then like I got my little backpack and glittery shoes. I was like, I look like a freaking 14-year-old. I was like, sweet. Like, and I just kept on walking. I was like, I look like a little kid right now. I love it.
Next one on the list is, it takes a man and not even a clever one to save you.
Ooh.
Says
she was locked in a tower. He knew how to punch stuff. Yes, you please go save me real quick.
Well, it's like, and there were times where she saved him. Like, she was not afraid. She saved them when they were in that bar and everyone wanted to kill him. And she starts singing, I have a dream. And she saved him also, like, when she was swinging from her hair and grabbed him, that kind of thing.
Wait, does it say not a strong one? Is that what it says?
Not a smart one.
Oh,
clever one. Clever.
Oh, clever.
Yeah,
I mean,
thing.
Shoot. If someone can kick someone else's ass, you don't have to be clever.
Same.
Just kick someone's ass for me.
Well,
save me.
What this says is, an article discussing Disney princess culture in the Washington Post states, the brand also implies that girls should be sweet and submissive and should expect a man to come to their rescue in an act of love at first sight. Rapunzel uses Eugene's visit to escape her tower. But in truth, she didn't need Eugene to complete any part of her escape plan. There were ways out before the Stun Prince entered the tower and suggested that Rapunzel needed Eugene to escape, simply telling girls they cannot be independent adventurous on their own. This is not just a, oh, you know what, I can't be adventurous and like go to a bar and meet people by myself, I need a man. No, she was locked in the tower, told never to leave. She was like
brainwashed
basically. Yeah.
She didn't know.
And like she
thought it was normal.
She wanted to escape. She was trying to find ways to escape, and Eugene just happened to give her that motivation.
Yeah, that
she's
extra
just like
push.
That excuse, if you will.
It was just her and her little, I gotta mention the
Chameleon.
Chameleon, my God.
He is the best part of that movie.
His little so eye precious. Rolls. I love him so much.
Right. What was his name again? I don't remember.
I don't either. Cutie the Chameleon.
I want a chameleon now. But no, when she was like doing a little dress on him, he's just like, fine. He's so cute.
It's not letting me load more.
The horse was cute too. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm trying to get it to load more, but one of the ones I remember on this list, I think it's the last one.
Mm-hmm.
It says, the reason why it's bad for kids is it teaches you that like girls will sing while they do chores and cook. And I'm saying that I sing all the time when I cook. I love to sing. Like, why is that an awful thing?
Who hurt you, though?
Right?
That is weird. Like, it's a bad thing for us to sing and cook? Or, like that's like guys will have that expectation of us?
So, in the traditional... She just picked the wrong movie to do this about, basically. Like, it sounded like she just had to pick something to do for her, like, I don't know.
I feel like she
final paper or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she could have done this on, like, every movie.
Yeah, and so, and like, and that's the case. Yeah, it's totally issues about, like, vanity. It's totally issues about, like women, how they're supposed to be, like, look in society. Totally, but it has nothing to do with this movie whatsoever, darling.
I think what, like, I'm trying to think, even the blonde thing, like, I never really had that issue necessarily. Like, I mean, yeah, it sucked because most Barbie dolls were going to be blonde. There weren't a lot that looked like me. But they have, you know, brunette. They have an Asian Disney princess. They have a black Disney princess. I feel like we're getting more variety. So, like, I don't have a problem with Tangled.
Plus, I, like, never, like, back in the day even, like, thought. Like, I think I just was blonde because I wanted to be blonde. And my mom was blonde. So I was like, I want to be like my mom. Plus, I, like... used to be kind of blonde anyway, but
I was gonna say, what is your natural hair color?
It's like a dirty blonde. It keeps getting darker and darker the older I get, though. So my roots.
Oh, I'm curious to see what
your
hair color
is. It's like you think you're gonna turn into a witch or something.
It's like
it's okay.
Black now. I feel like if I actually let it grow, it would be like hella dark. But I don't know. Barbie dolls and I weren't like the best of friends anyway. I like blew all their heads off at one point because I thought it was cool. But
like the kid from Toy Story.
Yeah, like
you were Sid.
Did all their tickle because I was like wanted to impress my brother. But like I never thought in my mind like, oh, I really want to be a Barbie doll or oh, I really need to be like blonde hair, blue eyes. You know, I never thought that.
You know,
ever.
You know what's so funny? Like there is this one study of like I'm not gonna get too deep into it, but like where it's like, oh, pick the pretty baby and the kids pick like the white Barbie over the black Barbie every time and things like that. But I remember my mom always bought me the black Barbie, Kelly. Like, I always had Kelly. Like,
dude, nice.
Yeah, so, like, I never, like, I saw Kelly, you know what I mean?
You're like,
so,
who the hell is Barbie?
Yeah, so I'm just like, so I was like, yeah, black, like, the whole black Barbie. And so, yeah. Barbie could come over sometimes, but, like, Kelly was my main, you know, girl.
You and Kelly were, like, besties. Yeah. You would always play Kelly.
Right, so.
And I feel like we have more variety now. There's so many dolls you can get for kids and stuff. Because I remember my cousin, even though I'm more Mexican than she is because she's only half, she's much darker than I am. And so when
don't trip you out.
That trips me out.
A lot of my cousins are half and they're all darker than I am.
Are you just so happens to be very fair in general, like surprisingly? Or?
My dad is really fair. His mom is very fair. She has blue eyes. He has blue eyes.
Ooh.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, so my dad's like, you should marry someone with blue or green eyes because your kids will probably come out with blue or green
That'd
eyes. My cousin,
dope.
Who is tanner than I am, her husband's white, but he tans very well, and he has blue eyes. And I think her biological mother had blue eyes, so her baby came out with like olivey skin and blue eyes.
That's true. I love. Oh yes.
Oh, I love that baby so much. But just so like, I'm trying to.
That's why
finding the guys with the blue eyes.
That's why I always had such a crush on Mila Kunis growing up because she was like so like everything was so dark and her eyes were so like green
and so big
and oh my god I was so obsessed with her. Still, I'm kind of. moment.
Heavy CW.
Right. Now I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
Okay. I got the rest of the list.
I want to go into like a Barbie eye, like if I have a girl or something, and just like have them just choose whatever the hell they want.
Right.
There's this guy in the building, one on the other show, who's having a kid in like a few weeks, and I asked if it was a boy or a girl, and he said he didn't know, and he said like, I don't remember who said, but like a reason why his friends didn't want it, like their kid to know, is because they didn't want them to like just come out and everything be blue or everything to be pink.
Right.
He was like, I want them to like, if they gravitate more towards orange, cool. If they, you know what I mean? I was like, that's kind of cool.
That's my, I'm a jerk. I just get a bunch of like either nerdy stuff, regardless of what it is, and or like rocker stuff. So my friend had a baby girl, and I went and got her a pair of black leggings and a Kiss, like a baby Kiss shirt.
Aww.
And like all these rocker outfits and stuff.
I love that.
It's not like pink or blue. It's not like categorized. It's like this band.
It's just like you're gonna be a rocker.
AC/DC.
Metallica.
You will love it. But my cousins used to have to, because we'd both get a doll at the same time. Our uncles would buy us dolls.
Oh, yeah.
But he'd buy, so we wouldn't fight over them. I would get the doll that looked like me, and she'd get the doll that looked like her. But there wasn't a lot of Mexican dolls back then. So I would get a white baby doll, and she would get a black baby doll. And so we'd be walking around with our baby dolls.
I'm not even mad about that.
That's so funny.
That's so cute.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Like, I feel like... like you would want a doll that looks like you.
Yeah.
Like I got a twin doll, like a legit the American Girl. Do you guys remember
those are creepy
dolls?
Yeah,
I legit made my person exactly like me.
Once again, my mom did not know what to do with my my bougie self when I moved to Baltimore. I begged her for American what is it?
Girl
doll, and like they're like $100. They're like expensive, yeah. And then you got to buy their house, and then you got to buy their clothes.
Oh, you should. I used to love the books. The books were great. The old artists or art they used to have was great. If you go into the Alderwood Mall, they have a huge store with like a cafe in it of American Girl
dolls.
They
still have that?
Oh, yeah.
Would it be weird for me?
You should go and check it out.
I'm going to go to American. Don't judge me. I'm going to American Girl store.
I didn't read, so I didn't even know there were books.
Oh, I love those books. And they had Josefina. Josefina was my favorite. But number five on the list is, it's fine to fall in love with somebody who has a criminal record. Like, oh, yeah, that's totally fine because, you know, Eugene had wanted posters and stuff. It's like she instantly trusts this guy even though he attempted to rob her in the first place. Like, what? For one, it's like if somebody has a criminal record and they, like, went to jail or they have, you know, redeemed themselves, then why should we keep punishing them?
Like, that is the punishment. That's what it is. The end, yeah.
I've dated people with criminal records.
And it's just like up there.
Surprised I don't have one yet.
Me too.
You can have some of mine.
But it's like, I get it. Like, it's not a smart move. Trust somebody who's trying to steal from you, who's a bad person, but you don't know anybody. You don't know much about humans in general, except you're not supposed to leave. So,
well, and you don't know his, I don't remember his back situation either, like why he was doing that. But in real life, you don't know someone's, like, granted, stealing's never okay. But, no.
I don't know. Like, it's a stretch. Number six, men that lie to get what they want are playful and not dangerous.
You are really reaching here, Boo.
Yeah, I was like,
what did he lie about?
It's like in her very first meeting with Eugene, Rapunzel sees what kind of a man he is and yet still chooses to go away with the shady character. Along the way, you learn Eugene lied about his name, Flynn Rider, and has bounty on his head. And yet, despite all the falsities, Rapunzel commits her undying love to the man. So it's like children could interpret Eugene's lies as playful banter, not deliberate deception. Well, you see what happens when he is doing bad things, because they find him and they go and kidnap her and they make, you know, he sees what happens when he does these things.
Did she ever get mad about like his name and stuff?
No, he talks about why he changed it was because there was this book he would read when he was little at an orphanage or something, and how, you know, Flynn Rider was this great adventurer and he wanted to be just like him.
Oh.
And Eugene's kind of a quote-unquote embarrassing name.
Got it.
Flynn Rider does sound pretty legit.
I don't like Gene. It's a bad name.
Eugene.
It's still pretty bad.
This one is, I'm sitting here like... Number seven, being on your own can induce a full-blown mind meltdown. It was her first time being on her own by herself. It's like when she leaves and she's like, should I left? Oh my God, I'm free. Yes. Oh my God, I'm a horrible daughter. I don't know.
Oh yeah, that was hilarious actually.
It's because, like, could y'all blame her? It's in that situation. It's not the same of you graduated college and now you're going to be on your own without your parents, without roommates in a different city. It's not.
Still, that would cause for me to have a meltdown.
I have a meltdown just leaving the house in the morning. Like,
I know. I have a meltdown like walking into like a bar by myself. Like a complete, like I start sweating. I start turning red. I'm like,
oh my God,
person
I know. Thank God.
Yeah. I'm like, where are you? Like legit, because I'm in this bar right now. It's really crowded and I can't see you. Oh,
it says her emotions are hyperbolic and arranged from total despair to complete and utter excitement. The message to children is a clear one. Being on your own is terrifying, and it's better you get help of a sketchy thief and a moody horse, because anything is better than being alone.
It's okay. Are we sure that this isn't a joke? Somebody's trolling us.
I don't know.
I'm like cool with like doing things alone, but like I'm not good at doing social things alone.
Right.
Like if I wanted to see a movie,
that's literally the you don't do that, right?
I would not. Like I have friends who do that though, and they love it. No, and so, I was like, for me, that would be like
uncomfortable.
Completely uncomfortable for me.
So definitely, I don't know why I'm speaking, because I'm definitely a weirdo who does. I go to music festivals by myself. I go to movies by myself, like, period. But like,
good for you, dude.
I mean, everyone does do what you want.
Different.
But the whole like, social thing, like, it's okay. Like, you want to be with other people at that point. So like, of course, you don't want to be there like by yourself when everybody is with somebody. Like, that does give me anxiety when I think too hard about that part. Yeah.
But you just do it anyway.
Yeah. Because, I'm talking about on your end, why you fluster and all that jazz. No, I totally have a good time by myself. In fact, I am very known to just like, see ya. I'll see you in a bit.
You guys suck, so I'll do my own thing.
Next one, it says, when you finally gain independence, it's best to get married right away. So if you spent the better part of 18 years living in a tower with your addict mother, you might want to spend some time getting to know yourself before you decide to marry the first man you see. Rapunzel should be seeking a good therapist, traveling and checking out schools with a newfound freedom rather than trying to tie the knot. Here's the thing.
That's so
do you
funny.
Not remember the end of the movie? It's like, and after begging and begging, I finally agreed to marry her. She's like, Eugene, like messing around. So he had begged and begged, like, he had asked to marry her. And she said, that implies that she had said no many a time. She's like, no, not yet. So just because they do show, I think, another wedding movie after the fact. But it's
Rapunzel.
There's no therapists in the kingdom.
Funny. I would say it's still peasants. She had freaking leaves. Her dress was leaves. Her dress was leaves, person. Like, there was no therapy out there.
Right. And, like, when she was with her mom and dad, even, like, when they went out of, like, they hugged Eugene, too. Like, they hugged because he brought her to them.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Like, so it's just, like, they became a family. That's the thing. It's like, you know what?
He would be like, I feel like, forever, because he pretty much like saved her and stuff, you know?
Brought her back. Can we watch her?
I have the Blu-ray at home.
Now we're just going to all get hella angry. Her hair should have been this color. She should have been this. Like,
no, I'm going to watch it and be like, that lady was crazy. Nope. I love this movie, eating popcorn.
What was her name?
Rapunzel. Oh, sorry.
The next one, it says, women can only be an evil queen or princess that waits to be rescued. First of all, Mother Gothel was not a queen. She was just some rando. So shut up.
And that's when Vicky lost it.
I mean, that goes back to the whole, like, it is true, like, all the girls are always the one that has to be rescued. But, like, thinking about it, it would be really weird, like, in any movie, like, in all, like, the movie. Like, but I'm like, but
she
it'd be weird if it
him.
Was... the other way around.
Like, she rescued him on a couple occasions. She was willing
but
to,
like, the actual, like, she's stuck in a tower, you know, kind of thing. Kind of like Shrek, like, the girl stuck in the tower. Or the Cinderella or whatever is the one that's sleeping and has to get woken up or whatever.
Yeah, but Fiona was an ass kicker in her own way in Shrek.
I mean, yeah, I'm just saying, like, the whole, like...
You have to go rescue her. Like, she didn't want the story, but yeah.
Well, she thought that's what she wanted. She thought she wanted the storybook, I'm going to be beautiful, he's going to kiss me here. And she was even complaining. She's like, no, you need to kiss me. You're not doing this right. Where's your steed? Because that's the story she was fed.
Yeah.
But then she realized true love isn't about this. It's about just finding somebody that's, you know, your other half and who you can be, who finds you as beautiful, like, any day, morning or night or whatever you may be going through. He just finds you amazing for who you are.
I just think I didn't even think that's like always girls stuck in the tower. Or like you're trying to rescue Princess Peach. Like it's not like, you know. But then thinking about it, it'd be weird. I don't know, it'd be weird if there was a guy stuck in a tower and the girl.
But I feel
like
she even, there's a lot of moments where she proved herself. Like she was smart. She was able to talk her way out and getting the guys to help her escape.
No, yeah, and I'm not saying that she helped him or, you know, roles were reversed. But like the whole like tower girls always in it.
Right, and she was thinking of escaping too beforehand because she made Mother Gothel like travel far away for her birthday to get the special plant for the special paint she wanted, right? And so she was thinking of going to see the lanterns on her own. She just used Eugene as an excuse or maybe even a guide because she doesn't know her way around. So how is she going to get to the lanterns and how is she going to get back? She was using him as a guide, not so much as save me.
Yeah.
She's like, I need you to take me there. That's what I want to do.
She's smart.
But yeah, there was no queen in this. Oh, in this one, yeah, women sing while doing chores is the last one. In the real world, there are no cute forest animals to help you with your chores. Cleaning up and preparing meals is tedious and hard work. Deceiving little kids into thinking that they should be happy when they do their chores or laundry could be detrimental. How could that be detrimental? That you should be happy doing your chores? You should be happy that your house is clean and that you're doing something and that you're being self-sufficient?
I would love if, when I have kids, if they love doing chores. That'd be great.
But
if,
like, I've done that with little kids. Like, when I've nannied, I find ways to make chores fun. So I'd make them, I was supposed to fix their bed. I'm like, no, I'm going to start teaching these kids that not someone's not going to do this for the rest of their life for them.
Plus, making your bed is stupid.
Right.
Don't make your bed. That's dumb.
But I change the sheets and stuff. So what I would do with the kids, okay, I would, because there's two kids. So I take the sheet and I, we put the, when we take the new one on, or put the new one on, we shake it like parachute. I'm like, you guys, shake, 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 shake. And they'd get excited. Then we put the sheet on. Okay, next sheet. Sheet, shake, 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 shake. Okay,
God,
now let's do the blanket.
For now, because I hate, like, actually, like, cleaning and making my own bed.
Right.
I'm going to do that when I get home. Shake, 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 shake.
But, like,
shake,
I'll go to other people my age in their houses. And sometimes my bathrooms and stuff do get a little grody. But I'll go in their bathrooms are just disgusting. It's utterly disgusting in their kitchens. And everything is just gross. And it's different than being messy. I'm talking about dirty.
Yeah.
Dirt and mess are different. So when I go to other people's houses that are my age, I'm just sitting here like, do you not know how to clean not only properly but just more often?
Yeah. I mean, like, and do you not know you have company over? Like I don't,
that
I don't,
does that not like irk you? It's, yeah. Like,
yeah. And so I feel like if you instill, like my, like at least my parents did, you instill a sense of pride in your home and your, and what you do and how you present like your life and stuff. You want that cleanliness, and it's not a bad thing. It's like, oh, you're dirty shaming people. It's like, no.
It's like messy. It's gross.
It's gross. It's something that can be done. It's not like a disorder you have. It's to be hygienic, to be clean. And like when you take pride in that, when you dress nice, when you do stuff that makes you feel great, like having a, don't tell me not have like clean sheets with a freshly folded bed when like you just showered and everything is clean.
Like he's
you
like shaved totally your legs. Turned on right now.
Oh my God. Like, my favorite thing is I'll wash the, I'll clean my room.
A little bit. Talk dirty to me, Vicky.
It's like, all right, my bedroom's clean. Floor is vacuumed. New, fresh, cool sheets with the window open, beds made. I go take a shower, shave my legs.
Shave your armpits and your vagina.
Well, everything. And then walk out and go to sleep in my nice, cool sheets with the bed. Like, the blankets aren't moving around, falling to the ground because they're all mushed everywhere. It's just perfect.
Clean. Does sound pretty.
Smell good.
Nice. I was about to swear.
Right.
But I didn't.
But I didn't.
It's just that comfort. And I feel like we just let people be comfortable with gross.
I totally like that. But, you know, agree with that. People make fun of me all the time because when they come over, I was like, okay, it's a mess. But this is why. And they're just like, Destiny, your house is like super clean. Like, what's wrong with it? Right. And I was like, cool, but you're crazy because my house is a mess. Right.
I know people's cars. I have friends' cars who.
It looks like a landfill. It's disgusting.
I don't mind if there's stuff.
Stuff.
Because I usually have like games and comics and sweaters,
clothes
and shoes.
And
that's
shoes.
Like a different between like, if you can't even like have like people trash. Sit in there. Ugh. Or, yeah. You know, I'm like, what? Why?
No, I agree.
Unless you live in your car, which you shouldn't, but if you do, then okay, I guess. But like,
you should have seen my trunk how it used
for
to be.
Like, you have a trunk, most people.
Right, that's like, what my trunk used to be. Like, my trunk used to be like, because I used to commute really far, and I had like, I remember we were at an event and I had to drive BJ. My car was clean, but I had to switch shoes and they were in my trunk, and my trunk had like shoes.
Did he
and
give
clothes.
You hella SH?
He saw it in and he, and I'm just like, I kind of live out of my car sometimes because I live so far away. And he laughed. He's like, that makes sense. He kind of was like, I can't give you crap because that makes sense.
Every time I drive into the airport and I have to put his luggage in like the back of my trunk, I'm like, oh no, here we go. He's just going to bitch. Because I have like towels for the beach and like bottles of wine for whenever you need one. You know what I mean? So
you should get one of those boxes.
Used to it now. Yeah, I have them in like just a regular box so they don't like clink around and stuff.
Oh, say they have ones for your car where they'll hook on if you have little hooks in your trunk.
Oh,
they'll hook on so doesn't move because I want to get one of those.
That's a good idea.
So I have like my cleats for soccer in the car because they get dirty, or I keep like the little gas container because I wasn't used to my new car and I ran out of gas once, so I had to buy one.
Oh, but yeah, like if you have like trash and
like wrappers,
cans, and like empty bottles. I mean, I have some empty bottles, but like
yeah.
Oh, it Mm-mm. No bueno.
Yeah, if it's a couple, I usually give a pass because I usually wait until I go get gas.
And so I
dump everything out, including my little tickets for when I pay for parking.
Oh, yeah.
And everything. Mm-hmm. I just dump it all out when I get gas, which I haven't been driving a whole lot lately, so it tends to kind of build up a little more. But it's not dirty; it's just a little messy.
It's just a little cluttered.
So just a heads up: there's nothing wrong with installing. And I've been listening to my System of a Down Pandora station lately. That is all high school for me right now. So I'm listening. I'm like, oh my God, I remember this song and like rocked out. And I'm just
probably
singing along.
Singing and cleaning at the same time.
At the
and
same
it's fine.
Time.
With my rocker shirts on.
Oh yeah.
When angels deserve to die. As I'm flipping my, my meat.
In your mouth.
All right. I have a.
Blush.
All right, so because I know we kind of have to get out of here a little quicker today, I have one more article and we'll go by quick, and it's another debate kind of a thing.
Let's do it.
So did you guys see that Kylie Jenner and Kendall Jenner launched a new line of shirts?
Oh, no, I didn't. Thank God.
I saw the controversy. I haven't actually seen the shirts yet because they ceased and desisted them or something.
Right. Wait, basically, they don't have them anymore?
No. So what they did was they took famous photos, and I don't even know if they had it. The right, they got the rights for him. Pictures of Ozzy Osbourne or the guys from Metallica, Tupac,
Notorious B.I.G.
Right, all these huge music icons, and they slap their face over it.
They hyperpose their face over it.
So you can see it kind of in the back, but then their face is in the foreground.
Literally their face.
Or they put K&K over I think Tupac or something, their brand logo.
What?
Yeah.
And why?
Sharon Osbourne had the best response. She's like, honey, you guys should, stop doing this and stick to what you know. Lip gloss.
I was like, burn.
Wait, right. Would they be on the internet? Can I Google that?
I mean, they might. You can take a quick peek if you want.
Yeah.
I've seen them and it looked awful. It wasn't even
It didn't even look. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It didn't look good.
Yeah. It was just it was just silly. It looked like something thought of it that day, and Kylie and Kendall just okay, and it went out to production line afternoon. It was stupid.
It's who the hell approved that?
Yeah. First of all, who approved that? I'm not even mad at them because they don't freaking know. Who let them do that is what I was thinking.
I'd like to think that they have something to do with the decision making process, and this isn't the first time a Kardashian member has been seen wearing a rock shirt.
Yeah,
this article is stop making a metal a fashion statement. This is from Loudwire. And it says, at first, the emergence of metal in mainstream was kind of flattering. It's was it outrageous to see rappers wearing jackets that are, that are decorated in thrash patches? They're like, nah, but it's the recognition that counts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little outrageous, but the recognition that counts, that's cool. You're giving us love. But Justin Bieber wearing a Metallica shirt on the Ellen DeGeneres show? It's okay, well, if it helped, I like this article. If it helps convert even one fan from bottom feeder pop worshiper to a shaggy-haired headbanger, well, we can get behind that. And at least he's a fan. We'd like to assume that the people wearing these shirts, these celebrities, you'd like to assume they're fans.
That's what I was going to say. Does he actually listen to them and like them? And who cares?
I don't know.
Not it.
Let me see.
Just stupid.
Yep. It's it was a lot of shirts kind of like that.
It's pretty bad.
But there was I think it was Kendall that was wearing a Slayer shirt once. It's are you really a fan?
Oh, this is the Kiss one, right?
Yep. Jeez.
Why?
It's weird because their face is blown up big and then in a weird different color. Bright pink.
There's somebody painted something beautiful. Let's say you're, Banksy. You did something really awesome, and then you're a big name as well, and you're just trying to paint over it, but still get credit for Banksy's art underneath. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, get that. Yeah,
and those pictures aren't even that popping. They're beautiful girls, but that picture ain't even cute.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, this went to production line 5 minutes beforehand.
So what happened to it?
So I think they're going to get sued for it. I think I was reading somewhere, but we'll see how that goes.
Oh, because they didn't get the band's permission.
It's also the photographer and whoever owns the rights to that photo.
So who was it? One of the bands specifically sent them already, a cease and desist, you are not allowed to use our picture.
It was either Metallica or Ozzy or one of them.
I want to say Metallica. Good. I would say I think Ozzy is about to, you know, follow up. But
whoever thought of this idea really should get fired,
dude.
Right?
Just like this, the Pepsi commercial, y'all just taking L's left and right, dude. Like,
you can't win really unless your makeup, I think, is the only thing you can win at. So just stick with that.
And your reality TV show.
Yeah, no, their clothes are. Never mind, they just messed that up. I just realized.
Wait, they have clothes?
Yeah, they
I
have.
Don't even know.
That's part of the clothing line.
Oh yeah, so they have their own clothing line. So you just thought that just randomly, that would have been
that's something
even
they
worse.
Would do.
God, right. That would have been even worse. Yeah, they have their own clothing line, and like as far as like trends go, like they do have trendy things. Like yeah. I have like a shawl by them or some, you know, things like that. But like, yeah. Just
so you're not gonna get one of these shirts.
No.
Well, and that's the thing, though, with a lot of retailers, and what this article is saying is that there's a lot of places out there that are now making metal like trendy. So you'll go into like a department store, and like they were even saying, it's like you can't really blame a department store because you don't go to a department store for the trendy latest fashions. You just go there because, oh, that's a cute top or whatever, like a Target or, you know, Walmart or whatever. And it's a lot less expensive. But it's places like Forever 21 and H&M that are making Aussie shirts, or they're making, you know, AC/DC. There's some that, you know, for a while the starter pack rock shirts consisted of the classic acts like AC/DC, the Rolling Stones and Zeppelin and all them. And all their wares are readily available at the department stores at affordable prices. And we're talking worldwide showstoppers who had transcended their own musical realm to become a perennial cultural icon. So they become such icons that you can buy them at the freaking department store.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go to a Hot Topic or any of it was even saying. It's like, if you have a hard time finding these rock shirts, band shirts, rockers will know where to get them. Like, you can go to freaking our boy Kevin from Metal Shop. I've never seen somebody with that many t-shirts, especially rock shirts. And he goes to Goodwill. And he, I swear to God, I've gone to Goodwill with him. I don't find anything. And he finds gold. Gold, gold, gold. Like, amazing, like, exclusive, like, bootleg shirts from, like, a Rob Zombie concert or something. And it's just, he finds the best stuff. And that's, you know, where you go. You go to concerts. You go see them live. Or you go to these thrift stores from people that love these bands, like, 20, 30 years ago. And, you know, either got, you know, hey, this is going in the Goodwill bin because my wife doesn't want me wearing it anymore. It doesn't fit anymore.
That's a good question, though. Like,
it's like, but retailers like Forever 21 making shirts or H&M, it says metal as a fashion statement has to stop. Ever since its inception, heavy metal has been maligned by the mainstream, who write it off the music as just noise. So it's kind of like the same people that are like, it's just noise. I don't listen. I listen to everything except metal. And it's like, we're not even really represented at the Grammys. Like, rock is not represented at any of these kind of events anymore. Like, I think, wasn't Beyonce up for a rock album or something?
That?
I don't know.
It was somebody
Beyonce,
like...
Beyonce, I think she has, like, a literal rock band, though.
Or something. No, but I think it was just her something for best rock song or something. Something, like, along those lines. I think Ghost finally won a Grammy for rock, and that is really metal. That is rock. So it's not really...
I never even thought about that. I've never heard, really...
But, like, okay, so if you... were like, I don't know, it's tough for me because I'm like, I don't think it should be in Forever 21 and that kind of thing. But then I'm also thinking of like the whole like other side of it was, it's like, if I am a band and someone is wearing my stuff, like the whole Justin Bieber thing, like, dude, that's another person buying my stuff and me getting paid. I don't care, like,
but it's,
you're
also
still buying my crap.
Well, yeah. It'd be kind of like saying, hey, so Hitler really likes my band and Hitler bought a show or bought a shirt.
That's a little different. Hitler's a little
but
different,
like,
than just
okay.
a random, like, 20-year-old that doesn't listen to Metallica and buys a Metallica
Or somebody that
shirt.
You, let's, well, a lot of people would argue that Justin Bieber is not a good role model. He's not a good person in general.
Yeah.
He's tried to change his image and he still comes off looking like a little whiny douche. But, you know, he, between, you know, being disrespectful to his fans, like, you know, peeing in restaurant, you know, mop buckets or whatever. He's
was
just
that
not,
recent?
That was like a year or two ago, a couple of while ago. But he's done pretty bad things, like spitting off of a building onto his fans. It's just, he's not a good person. And that is that somebody you would want to represent? Somebody that has never shown any interest or any respect or given any love to your music or genre or any of that? Like, said, hey, you know what? Believe it or not, even though I love pop, I'm also really into Metallica and they've inspired me with this song. He's never really gone out there and, you know, shown his respect.
Maybe because I don't know and I'm not on like the level nearly as high as like Metallica, you know, like people who are already like that. But like, yeah, if like some, like if he tweeted at me right now, I would freak out. As much as like he may like BNS show or whatever, I'd be like, oh, shizniz, Justin Bieber just tweeted out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, like, maybe because it's different because it's, like, Metallica or whoever. They already have such a big
following. They have their own following.
But I feel like if Justin Bieber does actually listen to Metallica, like, that's cool that he's wearing a shirt. Like,
but he's like, never shown them any love, is what I'm saying, though, too. It's
but
like,
maybe that is his love, being like, I'm wearing your shirt. Like, I like your music. Like, but I think just because he's in a pop, like, area and sings pop doesn't mean he doesn't like other.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Know? If you love other music, which, you know, one of my favorite things I saw, like, Dave Grohl, he was admitting to, he's like, I was on a balcony watching the Backstreet Boys or one of those boy bands, and he was singing along with them, and then at one point they point him out. They're like, Dave Grohl, everybody! And he's like, crap, they saw me singing along. Like, he's like, oh, crap, you know, I got caught. But you know, he still has love for all kinds of music. You know, he's in Tenacious D.
But, like, Justin Bieber not, though? But like, do we know that?
We don't know, because he's never said otherwise. Just because you're wearing a shirt doesn't mean you're a fan, you know?
But we can't also, like...
We can't assume, but it's... I wish he would come out and say, you know what? Yeah, it might look a little weird. I'm a pop guy, but I really love their last album, or my favorite was this song, or...
So
it's
this
like,
whole
show love.
So this whole thing started years ago with the whole vintage... thing. Nobody used to wear a band tee for fun ever. Like,
unless
I remember,
you're going to a show.
And then I remember when it was just like the style with what was it called? Not Say Yes to the Dress. What's it called? She has the
What Not to Wear.
What Not to Wear, and the Gay Show when it first came out.
Oh, Gay.
Straight Eye
for the
Queer Eye for
Queer
Straight Guy.
Queer Eye for Straight Guy. When all that came out, right? You know, the early 2000s and stuff. Like, that's when that trend was just like, oh, vintage. And that's when your Metallica shirt, your actual Metallica shirt from Goodwill, would be like $200. Like, that's when it was like super serious and popping. And so it's just the ebb and flow of just the fashion trends. Like, Forever 21, they know how to grab something and like make it like a thing. Two years after a fact.
I was saying, they're really good at making offensive stuff, too.
Yeah.
Like, they've been in the news a lot for that. Before.
Are they?
So they have made some really tasteless shirts.
So, like, I am... So, like, Metallica and all that stuff, like, that's... that. You're late. We've been... Like, we're not doing that no more. Like, it's... Like the fact that it's gone to Forever 21 means the trend is dying, which means you can calm down.
Everyone can just calm down.
Yeah, like, this trend is super old. Like I've seen people with actual band tees versus, like, the Metallica stuff and things like that. And, like, a trend's a trend.
I think they're saying it's, like, everyone has gone into, like, a Hot Topic and gotten... Like, you go to Hot Topic, they have that big wall of music shirts.
I have so many My Chemical Romance t-shirts.
It's like, I think that's where you go. And it's funny because they'll have other, you know, depending on what, they'll sometimes have other types of music, not just rock or metal. I've seen rap shirts there too. It's just
Wu-Tang.
It's like, that's where you go for your music. A lot of people think Hot Topic is the goth store. It is not necessarily the goth store. It is the music. It used to be, but it's always been
music. And the music was the
big selling point.
I'm like trying to think if I've ever bought like a concert shirt without like actually going to the concert.
So now
or like
a thing
all the shirts.
So there's a difference between concerts and band shirts. Concert shirts usually have like
the
tour dates in the back. That's when you know
or,
you
like,
went and got
just,
it
like,
on
a
tour.
Band shirt. Like,
I have to really love the band. I feel like I had one a while ago and it ripped.
I think it's like a lot to have like it, well, besides the free stuff sometimes we get, but like to have someone's faces on your, I don't know.
So like I have a Red Hot Chili Peppers band tee that I got at the concert, and like I'm just already, I'm already excited to wear that like 10 years from now and be like, I remember when I saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers, you know what I mean? And stuff like that.
I went to the Chris Brown concert and I got a shirt there and like, I'm too embarrassed to wear it. So I wear it to bed and I woke up this morning and I was like, God, that was such a good concert. I went in the mirror.
You see me shaking my head. I was like,
I'm too embarrassed to wear it out. Okay?
I was like, good. You beat
it. And it was from a super, super sketchy dude. Like, wasn't he like in the concert?
Oh, you do! I love the best one. Like, for like $10,
bucks, 20 bucks each. And my girl's like, "Oh, 20 is kind of a lot." And he's like, "Okay, 10 each."
I would say, you have to buy them on the way out the concert because they're half price, dude.
Yeah, it was. I was like, $10. I can do this.
My favorite though was Pain in the Grass years ago when it was at the Gorge.
Oh man, I can't even imagine.
I kept getting people coming up to me and like bringing their friends with their bootleg shirts they bought for Pain in the Grass. They were Pain in the Grass bootleg shirts. And I mean, don't get me wrong, they looked awesome.
Did they make it themselves? They weren't even like...
No. It was like somebody was selling them
at the venue. Exactly,
but they were, they're bootleg. They didn't look like the shirts we were selling. They looked different, but they look super cool, actually.
That's awesome.
Similar? I don't remember.
Other
I think
than
it had
the birds painting in the grass.
But it's just like some skull, I think, on there. I was like, this is so cool. Like, is, and I signed
these,
so many of them.
These
like,
are
you
better
know,
than ours.
And yeah. I was telling them, like, these are bootleg, you know? And they're like, oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I'm like, I'm not too mad. It's cool. It's like, I'm not getting a percentage of the shirts. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'll sign it. I'll sign it.
That's awesome.
But it was pretty hilarious. But I kind of understand. It's a weird mix because I'm the kind of person that it. Like, I'm very, whether it's with my culture, with my food, or with whatever, my interests, I want to share them. Hey, I kind of have an interest in comic books. Okay, well, what kind of the genres do you already like? And I can find something that kind of fits for you.
Yeah.
I love doing that. But I feel sometimes that we're going to get taken for granted, whether it's the rock community mm-hmm. or even the nerd community. It's like, okay, cool, you're into wearing these nerdy shirts, or you're into, you know, doing all these things saying because you love the superhero movies. That's awesome. We live and breathe by our music, by our nerddom, you know, whether it's
our
comic
books
or whatever, our
yeah.
books. And so we just don't want to see this become a trend and then later become disregarded.
Flip it. Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, you wear that. Oh, God, you know, you're such a loser.
Okay,
because
the
millisecond before, because like they do that with like Harry Potter, when somebody says like, oh, I love Harry Potter. Oh, what's your favorite book? Oh, I never read the book.
Well,
walk away.
Okay. What do we think about sports then? Because I feel like
I have no idea.
What? I have like the Seahawks. The Seahawks are so in. You
yeah.
know, they've been in for years now. They'll probably be in for till Russell Wilson, I don't know, dies or something.
Shut
but
up.
Knock on
maybe.
Wood. But I have a lot of friends who like gear up and have a lot of the gear and like to watch the games and have like a bumper sticker. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, you're a poser, dude. Name like five players. Oh, you can't?
Oh.
That's embarrassing.
Okay, like, I feel so better because like I for real love them. Okay, go ahead.
So I'm just trying to see like, you know, because that is very in right now. Being a if you're not a Seahawks fan, like people don't, what? You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of like the same thing. Like,
yeah,
I get it.
I mean, I have Seahawks gear and I'm not, but my Seahawks gear was all free. Like, I'm
yeah,
not going to go.
You don't go post up in front.
Hell no.
It's the bandwagoners, and that's with anything, with nerdy stuff,
yeah.
with sports and stuff. And a lot of people were crying that a lot of Seattle fans or people were bandwagoners. Like, oh, you didn't care until your team actually started winning. And
we didn't. Like, I'm saying, like, y'all didn't even really know to, you know what I mean? Like, y'all,
right.
you know what I mean? Like,
I didn't know. I'm a bandwagon fan, and then I say, and I'm the worst bandwagon fan.
I only know as much about football or baseball, what I hear in passing. Do I care about the actual sport itself? Not really.
But you probably get all dressed up and stuff, right?
But when I was a kid, it was something about that pride. And we never got to go to a football game when I was younger because we just didn't have the money for it. But my dad would sometimes...
Who still has the money for that?
Right?
That's so expensive these days.
But my dad would sometimes get tickets to the Mariners game, right? And I mean, I didn't know anything about baseball.
I just know enough
about baseball. But I had my Ken Griffey Jr. shirt. Like, mm-hmm. I loved Ken Griffey Jr. I love Edgar Martinez, mainly because Edgar Martinez, I'm like, we're both Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
I had that connection with him. Alex Rodriguez, same thing. I love them. Because they were doing something that was awesome, and they were in my city, and they were representing my city and my hometown, because I was born in Seattle, raised up a little north. Like, that is a representation of my city. So ever since I was a kid, I've had that pride, even if I never really followed it. Like, I didn't have anybody to follow it with, like, to, like, watch the football games. I don't watch them with my dad sometimes, but... So I'm like, I'm not, like, I hate when people call me a bandwagoner. It's like, I've always been a Seattle person.
Yeah, but that's different than being, like, a Seahawks fan.
Right.
Like, I love baseball, but, like... I'm not a Seahawks fan. I'm barely really a Mariners fan. But, you know.
Well, you're a Yankee fan, right?
Yankee.
See, that's your team. That's your jam.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of the same thing. Like, with the whole band thing and the sports thing, it's like.
But it also, it's what I worry, at least with, like, my nerdy stuff, like movies and stuff. It's like, you made fun of me for liking this.
Yeah,
and then
that's
you suddenly liked it, and I'm afraid you're going to go back to making fun of it when it's no longer cool.
Screw that. You can make fun if you want to. Like,
but
I just,
you know,
hate that, like, y'all made fun of me for doing this, now you're doing it, whatever.
Well, like, it's not that, like, oh my God, it's going to hurt my feelings, but I'm sitting here, it's just like, that's what disappoints me. And that's what's offense. No, I hate using the word offensive because I'm not going to be offended, but mm-hmm. it's just like, I don't take you seriously. I won't take you seriously, Justin Bieber, because I think you're wearing it because everyone's wearing it. And that's kind of where I'm going with it. Like, I never hated and made fun of people for football or baseball beforehand. Or for liking the Seahawks.
But you do just like...
But like, did he
like
make fun of people for liking Metallica or whatever? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You don't really know either.
No. So it's just like, I would like to hear more from him.
Justin Bieber, if you're listening,
I would like to see.
Please tell me why you wore your Metallica shirt.
What is your favorite Metallica song, buddy? What is your favorite album? Have you seen them on tour? Did you go to the show? Did they beat you up?
Oh my God. Jesus,
I don't know.
Mary,
I just want to. Yeah, that's, I guess, what I'm. When it comes to nerdy stuff, so I have a hard time letting, you know, when people are like, well, why are you getting mad that, you know, this and that? I'm like,
you just gotta like what you like and not care if people make fun of it.
Sometimes I hate when it's just like, oh, you like that? You're just like, I like it more than you.
Oh,
go
yeah,
away.
X-23.
Like, it's my love more.
Right.
Damn it.
Well, that's like with like X-23, for example. Like, she was like, I loved her since I first saw her, and nobody knew of her. And BJ would give me crap sometimes. People are like, okay, whatever. You know, you just like some minor character. Even Runaways is a comic book series, and BJ would always give me crap for liking it. And he's like, oh, it's a kid series. And I was worried he wouldn't like it if he read it because it's based on teenagers. I finally got mad. I'm like, I bought all the new books. I've purchased the series so many times. Single editions, bigger books. I bought the fancy new ones. Read it.
Read them, bitch.
And he loved it.
What was it called?
Runaways.
Runaways. I need to read something more. I'm getting stupider.
I was going to say, but they're coming out with a Hulu series of it, and they're going to revamp the comic books.
See, that scares me when they do that. Like, when people come out with movie adaptations of my favorite book, I'm just like...
Yeah. Well, it's also super intimidating when somebody knows a lot about something and then you just say like, oh yeah, I like it too, and then they start asking like a bunch of questions, like all this intense stuff, and you're like, I mean I like it, but I don't like it that much. Like,
fair enough.
Like, whoa.
That's true.
Like with Doctor Who, like I love,
oh my
Doctor
God,
Who.
I can't have a conversation with
I
anybody.
Love Doctor Who, and I've watched like not the really old school, I couldn't even sit through those, but like I've watched for years now. But then like some people, like my dad, like super like, did you catch the part where this and that and that and this, and do you remember like the fifth Doctor and that was his first name, and this, and I'm like, wait, I watched the same, wait, what, I was right there and I didn't catch any of that. Like, oh God. So sometimes it is like, yeah, I could be a fan, but like you can be a bigger fan.
All right, that's my little notification that I need to go because I got chiropractor today.
Woo! Yay, go get cracked.
So yes, please let us know, message us, right?
Yeah, yes, tell us your opinion on this, tell on us like, your opinion on Tangled
or metal fat as a fashion statement, or nerdy stuff as a fashion statement.
And also, my loves, let us know about a hashtag for our spread the love things. That's all.
Spread the love,
don't forget about hashtag.
When I hear spread, I always think legs.
Spread. It's an awesome Andre 3000 song. Listen to it this weekend, my loves.
Is it called Spread the Love?
No, it's called Spread. Straight up. Yeah, go listen to
is
it.
Is it weird now that I'm thinking like bagels with like,
dude,
a cream
that's
cheese spread?
I was thinking toast.
Now we're hungry. Okay, it's time for us to go.
All right, bye guys.